A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Pehe, Nedarim 85a, pagination is 169, starting from the Mishnah just below midway on the page at the beginning of the line. Konam, if a woman makes a vow, She'eni osa alpi abba va'alpi avicha, that what she does should not be benefit to her father or to her husband's father, v'alpi achi v'alpi achicha, or to my brother or your brother, eino yachal lahafer, the husband cannot negate such a vow. And the reason is, as the Ran says on the bottom line of the page, de'ein elu nidre inui nefesh, because these are not afflictions to her. To restrict them in benefiting from her is not a restriction on her. And it also doesn't infringe on his relationship with her. These people are close relatives, but apparently, in the assessment of the Mishnah, it's not going to sufficiently directly affect their relationship, and it's not included in that category of beino leveino, and again, not in inui nefesh on her either. That's the first example of the Mishnah, an entire series of cases where it's not significant enough, doesn't fit any of the categories for him to be able to be mefer to negate the vow. The second part of the Mishnah is on the contrary. It's so relevant to their marriage that it's possible that he's not going to have to negate the vow at all because she's obligated in certain benefits to cause benefit for the husband. So that when she says, She'eni osa alpicha, what I do should not be beneficial to you, the husband, ein tzarech lahafer. He doesn't have to be made for the vow, because by definition she's obligated, and she cannot make a neder to take away something that's coming to him that he's entitled to. So again, the first part of the Mishnah, it wasn't relevant enough. Second part of the Mishnah, it's so relevant that again, Hafara is not going to be discussed here because he doesn't need to do Hafara because the neder won't even take effect. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, who keeps things really simple. There are two dissenting opinions, however. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Yofer, he should do hafara. Shematadif Allah Yosa min hara'uilo, lest she produce more than her obligation in the work that she does while she's married to him. And that extra, according to Rabbi Akiva, what she pushes herself to do with extraordinary effort, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not a normal entitlement of the husband, and therefore he should negate it, the vow, in order that he could benefit from that extra. We do not paskin like this statement of Rabbi Akiva, and for the sake of simplicity, we'll digress into that topic just briefly. In Simon Pei, in Evan Ezer, Sif Aleph, we find the ruling, Dochka Atzma, if she pushed herself, Va'asasa Yosa Meharaila, and she produced more than would be normal for her to produce, Hamosa Labaal, the extra indeed goes to the husband, he's entitled to that, and that's not a reason in our Mishnah, according to the way we paskin, for the husband to have to do hafara. So again, we have the opinion of the Tanakama. Ein tzarach lo hafer. You don't have to be mefer. Rabbi Akiva says there might be a concern regarding the extra that she produces. And on that, the Tanakama holds that the extra goes to the husband, and that's not a reason to recommend hafara or require hafara of the husband. The third opinion, which is the way we paskin, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Yofer, he should do hafara, but for a different reason. Shema yigar shena, maybe he will divorce her. Usihi asura alav, and then the vow will take effect, and he won't be able to bring her back as his wife. If he chooses to, if he changes his mind on the divorce, wants to take her back, he won't be able to, because at that point, the vow will take effect. Amar Shmuel, the Gemara tells us, in the name of Shmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Indeed, this is the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lama Dalid in Yoredeya, Seifim Ayin and Ayin Aleph. First, Konam She'eni Osa Api Abba Ve'avicha, the vow regarding the parents. Eino Yochel Lahafer, he cannot negate such a vow. She'eno Mishubedes Lohem, because she has no obligations to them, and there's no relevance to their marriage, and the vow can stand, and they could still be very happy, and as we mentioned from the Ran, there's also no Inui Nefesh over here. However, if she said, She'eni Osa Alpicha, to the husband should not benefit, Yofer, he should go ahead and negate the vow, Afapishi Meshubedeslo, even though she's obligated to him, Shema Yigarshena, maybe he will at some point divorce her. Yochol haneder, the vow will go into effect. V'lo yuchal lachzira, and he wouldn't be able to take her back. This concept that gerushin is not final and the husband might take her back shows up particularly in the divorce that a kohen might do to his wife, in that we're aware that he's not able to take her back because of the laws of Kuhuna, Machzir Girushasa is forbidden to a Kohen, and therefore we're very meticulous to make sure that he really wants to divorce her, and we slow things down for him to make sure that he's not just in a fit of anger because we realize that he can't bring her back. But by a regular Yisrael, as we see over here in this halacha, we're very aware of the possibility that some people might actually divorce their wife and then want to take her back when they regret what they did. And we want him to have that opportunity. So we recommend that he be made for the neder. In case this eventuality of divorce, he should be able to take her back. So again, we have three shitos over here regarding the vow against the husband's benefiting from her. The Tanakama said, there's no reason to be mefer. Rabbi Akiva says, we're worried about hadafa, the extra, and we mentioned that that's not the way we paskin. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, he should be mefer. Again, not because of hadafa, the extra, but because shema yigarshena, maybe he will divorce her, and she would be forbidden to him. The Ran on Amud Beis wonders, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but what was it that the Tanakama objected in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that causes the Tanakama not to be worried about the case of divorce? And the Ran tells us, the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri could be either one of two extremes, either because he holds that the hafara won't affect once there's a divorce, and once there's a divorce, the vow will go into effect, and your hafara now is not going to help you at all. Or, the Ran says, the other extreme. The vow cannot take effect because right now it can't take effect. L'kaimei nami lo chayil. Later on it also won't take effect. Which gives us perspective. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says he should be mefer, is apparently holding that the hafara of now can work for later, and if he doesn't do the hafara now, the vow will go into effect. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.